Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen. Bob is the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. And he also is working on a program called Restoring America's Economic Might. Bob, give us the websites, please.
SmallBizBUSAccelerator.com.
All right. And they can find your book there. They can find the Economic Might program there as well, right?
They can find all kinds of good stuff. And if that's too hard, just go to BobProsen.com.
There you go. Prosen with one S. And Bob, there's a video on your website there they can watch too, can't they, about the Restoring America's Might.
Yes, and stay tuned because I'm going to put up some new stuff later today. It's even better,
all right.
More powerful.
Good.
From small business owners themselves.
So check that out. As we, Bob, as we head off into the next election cycle, what, from the standpoint of restoring America's economic might, what advice do you give to small business owners?
There are several things that that they need. They need access to capital, which is still a problem in a lot of places. And although I did meet with some bankers recently, and they said they're getting a little bit better at lending some money, so
yeah.
I hope that that's true. They need less regulation. They need to be able to trade off as much personnel, as hard as this is for me to say this, with technology, to
yeah.
be as efficient and as effective as they can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
Wring out all their costs, and I believe we've pretty much done that. And then we've got to provide them with a proven roadmap. Because there are still thousands, heck, millions of small businesses that don't get the return on investment that they need from programs like marketing, and they don't
mm-hmm.
get the sales productivity that they need. So we've got to give them proven blueprints so that they can follow these things and they can improve their financial condition. Once they have that, even with uncertainty, we're very resilient. I love our society.
Yeah.
Even with uncertainty, we find ways to prosper, and we will. We just have to make sure that we try to manage as much of this as we can and empower them as much as we can and vote and get involved politically so that we can make the changes that need to be made. And we have to do something for this upcoming election. And if we can begin to move in that direction, we can restore employment. We're at 9.1%.
And that's just, those are just the people that we know about. That doesn't include the millions who aren't even part of that statistic.
How true that is.
It doesn't include the people who are underemployed.
Absolutely. The number's probably double that when you really look at it.
It's probably the real unemployment rate is probably closer to 15 or 16%.
Well, that's horrendous.
Yeah.
That's stifling America. It's killing us.
Well,
and our rate of spending on top of that is just adding insult to injury.
Well, and I'll tell you, we've got to start doing, Bob, is we've got to start looking at the way the government is run and quit thinking of it as, oh, well, that's the government. We've got to start looking at the government the way you and I look at our businesses. We've got to start holding politicians accountable for their behavior the way you and I would hold a manager accountable for the way they manage a unit of our business. And
right.
and we've got to quit, and we've got to boil down all the things. A government is more like a business than it is not like a business. Yes, but a business doesn't have to have a standing army. Yes, we don't have all the social services. But there are so many decisions that are being made that could be made the way you and I make them in business that would be good for this country that are not being done that way. They're being made like a bunch of drunken sailors, as Ronald Reagan called them.
That's true, and we have a chance coming up. We have a chance. We're going to get out there and vote again.
Well, we need to not just vote. We need to vote for people who seem to have some kind of business acumen, some kind of respect for economic prudence. What do you think about that?
I'm 100% behind that. You know, that's where all my energy goes. It goes toward those candidates who I actually believe in, that have a business acumen, that care about this country like we care about our businesses. Because when we take care of our business, if everybody takes care of their business and runs them very well, our country seems to do a lot better.
Well,
the connection between the two is real. Because when businesses are run better, they're more financially sound, they hire more people, there's more tax revenue, and if we have the right people spending our tax revenue and investing it, the country seems to do better.
We've got to figure out a way. You live in Texas, and in Texas, you guys don't suffer legislators much because you only let them go to, only let them assemble once every other year. We've got to move more towards that kind of an attitude about legislation, about legislators and about government members of Congress, I should say. We got to get more like Texas, I think, in my opinion.
Well, Jim, you know, 36% of all job growth came out of Texas.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree. Texas is a good model. Hey, Bob, give us the website quickly one more time.
SmallBizBusAccelerator.com.
Thanks for being here. Good job, Bob. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, my friend.
Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.